my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 28th of June 2017. Should residents in care homes have sex? This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. My answer to the question that heads this entry is, why not? However, the entry covers an article from New Zealand by Cook et al. 2017 titled Ethics, Intimacy and Sexuality in Aged Care and published in JAN. The study on which the article is based aimed to analyse the accounts of staff, family and residents to advance ethical insights into intimacy and sexuality in residential care. Four people, including a resident, were involved and interviewed. With regard to the possibility of intimacy, the resident said, no, couldn't do anything here because if the door opened and somebody, like manager, walked in, I'd be mortified. There are no locks on the door, as you notice, so there really is no privacy here at all. I don't feel like I'm home. A care assistant expressed uncertainty about what to do with regard to sexuality. Sexuality-related issues, does happen. I've seen it happen and nobody talks about it and we've got to make a judgment call, which I have done on a few occasions, and you just don't know which is the right way. A registered nurse was aware that some older people may be exploited, but said, as long as they're not being taken advantage of, and I think for some it can open up new relationships, new caring. Again, when we talk about this, everybody thinks of penetrative sex, but sometimes just to sit, cuddle, kiss, stroke, whatever, that's more than enough for a lot of them. In conclusion, the author said, the topic is complex. Too often ageism shapes assumptions about older people's entitlement to be intimate. Where there is cognitive impairment, the debate about upholding the preferences of the then self or the well-being of the now self may result in conflict among decision makers. Proxy decision makers may have limited knowledge of the resident's lifetime of sexual preferences. Education and policies upholding rights may increase staff awareness beyond their own moral code. However, rigid policies may work against residents' well-being. Instead, flexible responses that focus on person-centred well-being rather than a risk management approach are desirable.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.